Blog Talk Radio.
You are now listening to Cruise Control with Jonathan and Christian Cruz, only on MSL.
Welcome, guys, to another episode of Cruise Control with your hosts, Jay Cruz and Chris Cruz. Chris Cruz, say what's up to the people.
Hey, people. How you guys doing on this fine night? Welcome to another great episode. It's going to be crazy.
We got a couple good topics for you guys today. We're going to be talking about RG3 getting benched. We're going to be talking about Subway making a few changes to its business. And we'll be talking a little bit about some anime, giving our opinion to you guys about some good anime and what anime is pretty much about. So let's start it off with RG3. Chris, what do you think about RG3 getting benched for Kurt Cousins?
I mean, personally, I think it was about time. As good as RG3 can be, he hasn't been that good in the last 2 years. He's been injury-prone so far throughout his whole young career. And realistically, he's only had one good year, which was his rookie year, where they made the playoffs, and they barely made the playoffs at that. I mean, I'm still going to give him credit, but I thought Kirk Cousins should have been given a shot. I mean, I know they believed RG3 is the franchise, but personally, I never saw it. I want to see how Kirk Cousins does. I like Kirk Cousins, and I like RG3. I just don't think RG3 is the greatest fit for them now. What do you think?
I don't think RG3 is the greatest fit for them now, and I think that Kirk Cousins deserved a shot. I believe the chances that they gave him, he performed. He outshined RG3 in every aspect of quarterbacking. So I believe they should have already have given him the start, and I can't believe it's taken them this long to actually put RG3 on the bench. I think, in my personal opinion, don't get me wrong, I think RG3 is a little overrated. I mean, not to mention, if you heard the comments he said not too long ago, he thinks he's the best quarterback in the NFL. Honestly, how can you say that when you can barely stay on the field, and when you do perform on the field, you're below average as a quarterback? Honestly, I think he overestimates his ability. Yeah, he's not a bad quarterback, but, I mean, come on. I would have benched him a long time ago for Kirk Cousins, especially since he's been outperforming him and the little chances that he's gotten.
Well, you have to believe in yourself to that degree. Otherwise, you're never going to be that good. I mean, I don't mind that he thinks he's the best quarterback, but if you're going to at least tell the media you're the best quarterback, you have to back it up somewhat. I mean, yeah, I feel like RG3 has all the talent in the world. It's when he puts it together that's the problem. He hasn't been playing well on the field the last couple of years, if he even gets on the field. At this point in his career, I believe it's best for him to take a step back, adjust, fix what he needs to fix, and get back to his rookie season performance. Because his rookie year, yeah, he played with reckless abandonment that he needs to diminish a little bit. But he's better than he does now. He made better decisions. He seemed more ready for the NFL his rookie year than he's had his last 2 years. And personally, I think it's because of all the injuries. And when he comes back, he's under a lot of pressure to perform well because he's a franchise quarterback. It's just not panning out for him. So I think Kirk Cousins, you know, he's new. He's going in there. He's finally getting his shot to be the starter. I want to see what he does with it. I personally think he's going to have at least a decent year at the very least, if not a good one. So
I like Kirk Cousins too, and I believe, you know, if they give him one whole year to see what he can do, I believe he'll put up better numbers and better stats than what RG3 has been putting up. And there's been some critics out there saying that it's their organization's fault, you know, for not preparing RG3, that they had a talented, good quarterback, but they did everything to make him bad, you know, not protecting him, not doing the right things for him. But I think RG3 didn't prepare himself. I think he was all talk, thought he was going to come in and dominate. And I mean, I haven't seen what he's been up to, but I don't think, in my opinion, he put in the work to be successful. I think he just thought he was going to come out and be successful because his rookie year he did do well. Now he made rookie mistakes like rookies do, but he played pretty well. That was his best year, like you said, but afterwards, I don't think he performed to what they thought he would. And a lot of people think it's the organization's fault. I give the blame to RG3. What do you think?
I think his struggle is a combination of every factor involved. Whether it's the organization not being able to do what they have to do to prepare him or protect him at the very least. But it's also RG3's fault. I mean, RG3 has to be mentally and physically ready to play. Otherwise, football is a very physical sport, and it's very mentally draining. I mean, you have grown men out there going around, like, hitting the living crap out of each other, like, week in and week out. So you have to go in ready, physically ready, mentally ready, like I was saying, to, like, and be prepared. RG3 can believe he has, he's the best quarterback. But when he gets into the game, he has to mentally beat the game before he plays. He can't just go in there believing that he's so talented the win's going to magically come to him, because it doesn't work like that. But I do think the organization and him are both at fault. They both need to do a better job at the organization at managing their players and at preparing their players, and RG3 at being ready when his number's called to perform. And for the last few years, that just hasn't come together like his rookie year did. Because on his rookie year, you know, he was playing well enough to carry them over the hump. But now that he's not, the organization and the coach staff isn't preparing him well enough to, like, have him play better than what he's producing right now. So, I don't know. I like the move to Kirk Cousins. I want to see what Kirk Cousins does, and I want to see how they treat Kirk Cousins differently from RG3 and what the game plan is going to be now that they have a switch at quarterback. So it's going to be pretty cool. I want to see this because I think it's going to be very interesting in the upcoming season.
So do I. I think it's going to be interesting. I think Kirk Cousins' play style probably suits the head coach more for the Redskins than RG3's playing style. And the coach honestly never really liked RG3. So it'll be interesting to see how he handles Kirk Cousins, because he probably likes Kirk Cousins a little bit more. He's probably happy with the decision, you know, to bench him, obviously, because he's the one that benched him. However, you know, how do you think RG3's going to handle it? Do you think he's going to, you know, step up to the challenge, or he's just going to whine on the bench and, you know, criticize the decision?
Right now, I'm not too sure. My personal opinion on this is that he's not going to take it very well. That he's going to struggle with it at first. Maybe he does become a better teammate over the course of this endeavor, and he, like, through this challenge, he becomes a better player, better teammate, whatever. But at first, in the beginning, in my personal opinion, I don't think he's going to handle it very well, because you're going from being the franchise, the guy everyone expects to save Washington, and now he's essentially in the back seat to Kirk Cousins. So I don't know. The personality I've seen come off for RG3 in press conferences, I don't think will handle this very well. And I guess we'll have to wait and see how he conducts himself in the media before I want to make a final judgment. But to answer your question, I don't think he's going to take it well. Not at all.
Yeah, and to be quite honest, I don't believe he handled himself well enough in the media before he was benched. Now to handle himself after he got benched, you know, everyone's going to be hyping on him and harping on him, saying, what do you think? What do you think? How do you feel? How do you feel? And it might get to him, or he might let a comment slip out here and there. Because in my opinion, watching his press conferences early on in his career, I didn't think he did a good job. I thought he made some bad choices to speak out on some subjects. Or, you know, because a lot of the professional quarterbacks, they know what to say. They know how to blow off some answers or questions. And he didn't really do it that well. So I believe he wasn't that good at press conferences to begin with, and now that he got benched, he'll probably be even less so, and probably say a couple things here and there that won't be as flattering to the organization or to probably Kirk Cousins.
I think he should emulate some of the greater quarterbacks like Peyton Manning and Tom Brady. They know how to conduct themselves in the media. They say the right things. They do the right things. They don't go around acting all cocky and you know, having that like swagger, but I don't feel like Robert Griffin comes off as it's just swagger. I feel like he comes off a little arrogant. I mean, I want to be on his side a little bit too and say that he hasn't done anything wrong. I just feel like his personality in the media is a little too much, and he should tone it down. And especially with now that he is the backup quarterback, he should tone it down a little bit more.
Yeah, I completely agree with you. I guess we'll just have to wait and see how it goes, see how he handles it. I don't think he's going to handle it well, but I don't think he's going to get too outrageous like some players do. So I mean,
yeah, my
I guess,
my final note for Robert Griffin would just be like, would just be to tell him you can't act like a diva or a star now that you're not the starting quarterback. So just, I think he should just take this as a life lesson and grow from this. And I think this, if he handles this well, it'll make him a better person and a better quarterback.
Yeah, just continue to work hard if he hasn't been doing so. Maybe this will light a fire under him, and then he'll end up beating out Kirk Cousins. We don't know. Maybe he'll take this as in stride and just work hard for it, you know? But moving on from there, we all know RG3 used to do commercials for Subway. So we're moving on to Subway. You like that segue I just did right there?
I see what you did there. And, you know, I love to eat fresh.
That's right. Apparently, Subway is making a couple different changes because, you know, Subway has been taking a little bit of a hit the past couple years. Apparently, Subway sales last year fell by 3%, and that's the most of any of the top 25 fast food chains. So I personally love Subway, and to hear this, I was a little in shock because I thought Subway was doing well. Now, and then I hear that Subway's sales last year fell by 3%, and not only, they just had, within this past year, a scandal by the spokesman, Jared. I mean, like, how can Jared do any wrong? You know, you see him on the commercials, how he lost all this weight. You're always, like, rooting for Jared. Like, yeah, now I'm going to eat Subway. Not only is Subway is the bomb. I love Subway sandwiches. That's one of my favorite fast food places. So to hear that they're doing a little, you know, worse, I'm a little shocked by it because I always thought that Subway was probably doing the best out of a lot of the fast food places because it is a healthier choice, and it is tasty. So Subway is thinking about redesigning some of their stores. Rather than opening up some new stores, they just rather redesign it and give it a new look. What do you think about that?
If no one else will support Subway, I will. I will give them all my money. No, but realistically, I think Subway, yeah, their sales are hurting, which is always a problem, but they're a multi-million, billion-dollar company. I'm sure this is not going to bankrupt them. They just need to get it together. I'm sure whatever new merchandise or like sandwiches that they come up with or whatever they do to figure out how to fix this, they're going to eventually get it right. I think Subway is such a commercially well-known like entity that I think people are just going to keep going to. Their sandwiches are good. Like you were saying, we love them. You know, I can never say no to that Italian BMT. But
that's right, that Italian BMT is so fire.
Ooh, you already know. But just personally, I think they will be fine. I do think that the scandal with Jared though did hurt them quite a bit. They need a new marketing strategy. I think they're gonna stick with Jared. I mean, he is the face of Subway, but I do think they can get a new face or some new people to help market the brand that'll launch them up. Like, for example, they could get an up-and-coming star. Maybe if you put LeBron in Subway, they'll start doing a lot better. I don't know. I don't think that the drop in sales is going to continue. I think it'll stabilize eventually. So I'm not too worried about it, but it is tragic news because if Subway ever did close down, a piece of my heart would be broken forever.
That's right. I mean, I love Subway. The sandwiches are good, and it's a healthier choice than McDonald's and a lot of these fast food places. And you get the food quickly, so, you know, it's a better choice to get food quickly and eat a little healthier than what most people do, like McDonald's or Burger King or anything like that. But they do have to rebrand, like you were saying, because Jared, I doubt they'll use any of the commercials anymore, seeing as, you know, he had that big scandal. So, but some of the things they're doing with the rebranding is, I guess, changing the stores a little bit, not too much. They don't want to spend that much money, but they will be getting new uniforms for workers and digital displays similar to the ones that McDonald's has. So that should be pretty cool. So, you know, they look to expand and rebrand their stores, I guess, to have a little wow factor so more people come in because, you know, people always love something new and they always want to check out new interesting things that you're doing. And then not the other thing that they're doing is overhauling the menu. So with its vegetables and lower calorie counts, Subway arguably invented the idea of fresh fast food 2 decades ago. But while they've been staying the same, you know, other places have been like Firehouse Subs, and I believe Chipotle as well, they offer some things that Subway doesn't, with like gourmet kettle chips and potato salads. And, you know, Subway uses antibiotics in its meat. So, you know, Subway is looking to get rid of the antibiotics and make it a little bit fresher. So without the fillers and antibiotics, it's trying to prepare it to be a fresher meat instead of what they've been using, so that they compete with their competitors, because the competitors have already done this. So, I mean, what do you think about that?
I 100% agree with everything you said.
Awesome. I'm glad. thanks for your opinion.
I can find no fault in what you said.
Well, I think it's a good idea of what Subway's doing, and I hope, you know, the new changes that they're implementing does stabilize their business and helps them stay on top, because they are a big chain, fast food chain, and they're one of my favorites. I love their sandwiches, especially that Italian BMT. So,
I mean, you can never go wrong with that sandwich. The Italian BMT is a lifesaver. Guys, if you are listening, please go help Subway out and try out the Italian BMT. That's my personal favorite. I order it every time. You guys can never go wrong with it. But after that recommendation, I think it's about time to head to commercial break. So we'll be right back with the last part of our show. Don't be too depressed. We're coming right back. See you guys soon.
Interested in being a sports writer or a lifestyle writer from Miami Sports and Lifestyle? Or how about being that next great radio personality? Hit up at 305 Sports and Life on Twitter for more information.
Interested in advertising or sponsoring with MSL? Working for MSL as a writer? Even having your own radio show? Or do you have more of a business mind and want to bring your talents down here to South Beach? That's right. MSL has a big-ass help on to sign up. Writers, radio personalities, marketing directors, website managers, positions are open. Apply today and make this money. Miami Sports and Lifestyle, baby.
Ladies and gentlemen, there's a campaign underway. Let's give Miami the exposure that it deserves via Miami Sports and Lifestyle. MSL to ESPN. Love it, know it, support it.
Attention Miami, MSL is looking for writers for the Miami Dolphins, Miami Heat, Miami Marlins, Florida Panthers, Miami Hurricanes, and Florida International University Panthers. If you are interested, contact Stephen Ur at Stephen_Ur@yahoo.com for details. Join the MSL team today.
We at MSL have a new blog site underway, miamisportsandlife.wix.com/MSL blog for all your content surrounding Miami sports. Official site coming soon.
This is Andrew Powell, host of the Andrew Powell Show, and the CEO, founder of Miami Sports and Lifestyle. As you all know, I talk about marijuana a lot on my show. I do consider myself an advocate for the legalization of marijuana. And why? Because this is a medicine that helps so many different diseases, including cancer, and if it were legalized, it could eventually form a cure for cancer. And we've all been affected by cancer before with family members. We need to legalize medicine, because not only does it help out cancer, but it helps out so many different diseases. So many. We need to legalize cures. And not only that, but legalizing marijuana would decrease black market control and crime and increase tax revenue to give this country's economy a boost. And we all know we need that. This is a beautiful plant that should have never been made illegal in the first place. But because of racism, lies, and greed over the almighty dollar, it's now illegal. And patients and peaceful marijuana smokers suffer everywhere, even in 2015. We need to legalize medicine. We need to legalize peace. Let's legalize marijuana 2015.
The views expressed by Andrew Powell are of Andrew Powell and Andrew Powell alone, and not the company and staff of Miami Sports and Lifestyle.
The Andrew Powell Show brings you a fresh sports talk show that stands out above the rest. Tune in Monday through Friday, 8 to 10 p.m., only on MSL Radio.
Play Action Sports League. They are signing up teams for the end of summer adult flag football leagues. You can either go Wednesday nights under the lights at On Bristol Park in Coconut Grove, or you can go Saturday mornings at Coral Gables High School. Does your team have what it takes to be a champion? For more info, you could go to www.playactionsports.org, or you could call 305-397-5632. Once again, that is www.playactionsports.org, or you could call 305-397-5632.
You are now listening to Cruise Control with Jonathan and Christian Cruz, only on MSL Radio.
Well, welcome back, guys, from commercial break. I know it was a little long break, but you're back with Cruise Control with your hosts, Jay Cruz and Chris Cruz. Chris Cruz, say what's up to our people.
Hey, guys, welcome back. Now, like Jay was saying, it was a long commercial, but this is the second half of our show, so get excited, because it's going to be pretty cool. Well, we like to think so, anyway.
That's right. We're going to be focusing on anime. That's right. Me and my brother are big fans of anime, and we just, you know, felt like talking about it right now. So, for those of you who don't know what anime is, it's a style of animation, or pretty much cartoons, that was originally heavily centered in Japan and still is. It's still primarily known in Japan, but it's coming to the States and the U.S., and it's becoming more and more popular. But it's pretty much a Japanese style of motion picture animation, so pretty much cartoons, but it's themed for adults, and it has, you know, it's very centric for adults. It's pretty much not for kids, because they have adult-themed animes, whether it's comes to sex or action, death, you know, blood. It's very cool and very realistic, right, Chris?
Yeah, I agree with you on that point, but I do think they do have some anime that are good for kids, or at least ones that are at least kid friendly. But you're right. A lot of anime is adult themed, which is pretty cool. Because when you're growing up you're like, oh, cartoons, you know, they're all like kid stuff, magical, and make you happy. But when you grow up you stop watching cartoons because you're not going to watch that little kid stuff anymore, right? No, you're wrong. Guys, just go and pick an anime. Doesn't matter. There's a bunch of them. And give a couple of them a shot. Because a lot of them are adult-themed, and you might think, oh, I'm not going to be into that type of stuff until you watch it. And then you're like, oh, crap, this is pretty cool. And then you end up watching like a million anime in a row. Like, just get an example for me and my brother. We did not like anime all too much a little while ago, but from insistence on some friends and some shows that they wanted us to watch, we ended up watching anime, and now we love it. And we watch a bunch of anime, and they're all adult-themed. They're pretty cool. It's hardcore, and they're fun to watch. They take up your day. It's just like watching any other movie or show on TV, except they're cartoon, but they still get to you. You know, they still let you have fun or make you sad or cry or whatever, but it's pretty cool.
Exactly, and we have some recommendations for those of you who don't really watch anime. We'll talk about some popular ones, and we'll give you some little gems that most people don't really know about. So we're going to give you guys a couple suggestions so that if you do feel like watching anime, you can just watch one of these. These are some that we like, and we think that most people probably will like. So we'll go back and forth giving our own suggestions. And we'll give about five of, you know, popular anime, and then we'll do a little bit about five not-so-well-known anime but are still pretty popular. So I'll start with one of the most popular in Japan and over here. My first recommendation is Naruto. Naruto or Naruto Shippuden. Shippuden is a continuation of Naruto. It's categorized as its own separate show, but I consider them both as one because it's just a continuation of the show. But it is one of my favorites, if not my favorite anime. It's one of the most popular and well-known. It's hard to find anyone that watches anime that doesn't know about it. And even people who don't watch it can know the name because it's referenced so often. But Naruto, it's about a young ninja who is learning how to hone his skills. and deal with the demon that was sealed inside him. And he's trying to grow stronger and become a ninja and learn the ninja way of life. It's really entertaining. It has some cool, epic fight scenes, emotional scenes, you know, with his friends and someone who betrays them and whatnot, and it just goes from there. Now, Chris, go ahead and say your pick.
Hold on, I'm just capitalizing on Naruto, guys. Please watch it. It's one of our favorite anime. But if you want to waste half of your life, because this show is really long, so if you have time to invest in it, go ahead, because it's pretty cool. My next pick will be another very magical anime. This is also a super long anime, so if you, like I said, if you have time, please invest in it. It would be Fairy Tail. Now, this is probably one of my and my brother's favorite animes of all time. This has to be in our top five, and it's about a wizard guild called Fairy Tail, and all the wizards included, with the highlight of four main wizards that play the protagonist in most of the episodes, but it's essentially about this whole guild. Now, there are these wizards that go and they do jobs, but they do wizard jobs and they protect the world, and it's really fun. It's lighthearted, but also has cool action-packed scenes. And over the course of the show, it just gets better and better. So if you don't like it in the beginning, give it a shot, because it will impress you later on. I just have to say, I love that show. Next pick, Jay, what do you got?
Next one, I am going with Full Metal Alchemist Brotherhood. Now, if you look at Full Metal Alchemist, you'll see two. Full Metal Alchemist and then Full Metal Alchemist Brotherhood. Brotherhood was done later after Full Metal Alchemist. However, it's just a... they pretty much just redid it because a lot of fans didn't like how Fullmetal Alchemist ended, so they just redid the episodes but changed the ending a little bit, so it ends differently. But a lot of people prefer Fullmetal Alchemist Brotherhood, and in my opinion, I haven't seen Fullmetal Alchemist, but I have seen Fullmetal Alchemist Brotherhood, and it was very good. It's about these two brothers who were studying alchemy and committed the ultimate taboo, trying to bring someone from the dead back to life, which in turn ultimately took one brother's entire body and one brother's arm and leg. So they're trying to, throughout the course of the show, get their bodies back as far as, you know, and a government conspiracy is going on. As that unravels, they also, you know, get better in alchemy. So that is a cool show, and it does get better as it goes on.
Okay, next pick, number four for popular top five, would be for me Sword Art Online. Now, this is a shorter show, but it's still super entertaining. Essentially, what you really need to know about this show, main character gets all the girls, but he's a kind-hearted guy. The main characters, they all get trapped in a game. If they die in the game, they die in real life, and they can't get out the game until they beat it. So that's all you need to know, because that is essentially super cool, and it's super fun. And there's a part one to the show, a part two to the show, and a part three will be coming out soon, so get on it.
All right, next and last one of popular animes, I will go with Bleach. Bleach is a very good anime. It's about a main character who becomes a soul reaper, who he pretty much hunts down evil souls with his powers as a soul reaper. And he starts off as a novice soul reaper because he gets his powers from somebody else, but then because he's human and he learns how to harness that power, and he gets better as it goes along. Soul Reaper Bleach has some of the best fighting action sequences I've seen in an anime, so check that out if you want to catch some action. Now, me and my brother are going to quickly state some, you know, gems that most people haven't heard of really quickly before the show ends. So go ahead, Chris. We'll give about three. Go give one of yours.
Okay, one of mine would have to be one of my favorite animes that came out in the last year. It's called... Jay, you have to give me the name. It's about a dungeon.
Oh, is it wrong to pick up girls in a dungeon?
There you go. It's one of my favorite animes to come out last year. It's pretty cool, and it's really entertaining. Guys, check that one out.
Next, I will say, we're just going to give two for right now. This is the last one for today. Next, I will say The Regular at Magic High School. Really cool, about some brother who goes with his sister to start high school, and it's about a magic high school. So, guys, it's about the end of our show. We're going to wrap it up like how we usually do with the rap recap. So stay tuned, and we're just going to wrap it out from here. want to go see RG3, you won't be able to because he's taking a back seat. He was replaced by Cousins as the starter, telling him he needs to work harder. Subway is rebranding and updating the menu because Jared Scandal rocked the whole venue. Watching anime is where it's at. There are good times to be had. With Naruto, Bleach, One Piece, and more, watching anime is never a bore. Well, it seems, guys, we have reached the end of our show, and that's all we got, so it's time to go. Later. Thanks for listening.
Now shut up and drive.